Chakshurunitam jena tasmai shri gurave nama nama om Vishnu tadaya Krishna tasaya dutale shimate bhakti vedanta swami niti namine. Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Dacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashchatya Dashatarine Chaitanya Bhagavad-Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Shri Vasani Kora Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Jaya jaya Shri Chaitanya jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda Gora Nitai Gora Nitai Gora Nitai Jaya Gora Nitai
Jaya Rukmini Gagadisha Rukmini Gagadisha Bhagavisha, Bhagavini, Bhagavisha. Bhagavini, Bhagavisha, Bhagavini, Bhagavisha, Bhagavini, Bhagavisha, Bhagavini, Bhagavisha.
Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladev, Jai Subhadra.
She will change.
Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladev, Jai Subhadra. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jai Gaura Hari Das, Hari Das, Hari Das, Hari Das.
करोति रक्षा मंगलं करते हैं सत्पिता जो हम वंदे श्री गुरु निर्धाय भगवान मार्ग श्री चैतन्य ईश्वर जय श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु की नित्यानंद प्रभु की प्रकृतिरश की श्री जगन्नाथ स्वज्र की भगवान की संगमित भक्तवृंद की All glories to the ascended devotees. All glories to the ascended devotees. All glories to the ascended devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Directly talk, or you're going to read from the Bhagavad Gita?
Just on last part.
Yeah. Nice start. Nice start. Hari Dal. Hari Dal. This place is called as a New Dwarka, and Srila Prabhupada, in the mood of the founding fathers of the United States, that called it New York, New Hampshire, he thought we should call our temples by the many of the holy places in India. So this place he called as New Dwarka. A Dwarka is the place where Lord Krishna, he lived the latter part of his life. And Dwarka is the very opulent place. There, Krishna had, was living in an island. And, because he was always being attacked by demons. Because he's the Supreme Lord, so demons don't like him. So he was in the island, so it was very difficult to approach. And there, he would go to the royal court every morning, and Ugrasena was his grandfather, was the official king. And Krishna would support him. Now, Krishna had 16,108 queens. Now, that would seem like a lot of queens, but when Krishna came from his from the office, so to speak, from the royal court, he had stepped off his chariot and become 16,108 Krishnas. And he'll go on in each of the palaces. So this is to show that whichever relationship one has with Krishna, that he is always, he's able to have millions of servants, millions of friends, millions of parents, millions of wives. He can have a personal relationship with each one. In fact, he's in our heart as a super soul, as a Paramatma. And he has an individual relationship with each one of us. He's seeing everything you do, and he's there to guide you. But we don't get to see it, you know, usually. But in Dwarka, they saw every day 16,100 Krishnas enter into each of the palaces. Now, Narada Muni, he was, he's a liberated soul, and an individual soul, like you and me, we're individual souls, but we're not liberated. If we're liberated, then we get so many mystic powers, and so he could multiply himself into 10 forms. That's the normal, what an individual soul can do. But each of those 10 souls would have would all be controlled by one CPU, so to speak. One central processing unit. One consciousness. So, it's not one can feel happy and one would feel sad. They all have the same emotion. But he could have 10 forms. But he saw, he went and looked through the windows. He was a bona fide titi tom. And he would go, he went all the windows and looked at Krishna. In one, he was playing chess. Another one, he's talking to some minister about some local politics. Another one, he was talking to his wife. Another one, he's playing with the kids. Everyone, he's doing something different, expressing different emotions and different activities. So he was amazed. At 16,100 Krishnas, everyone is completely different. Everyone is completely doing something different at the same time. He said, no yogi can do this. This is beyond yoga. Only the Lord himself can do it. So this kind of thing was a daily activity in Dwarka. So this is new Dwarka. So you expect daily some amazing activities. Anyway, so in the morning, 16,100 Krishnas would come, all come together, and one, and drive off to the royal court. So this was a daily activity of Krishna. And one time, Krishna was coming to the house of Rukmini. So Rukmini, she heard Krishna is coming to her house. So she cleaned the house herself with the maidservants. She's like the principal queen of Krishna. But she got everything ready. There's 10 boys, or the children of Krishna, got them all dressed up. Had a van ready to greet Krishna when he came. They had some chanters of Vedic mantras and had decorated the door with a banana tree and some sugar canes. Everything auspicious, full water pots. Some Krishna came, da-da-da. There was a van, there was mantras chanting. And so like, to make everything perfect for his reception. She had so much devotion. She pushed her children forward. They came forward, they hugged her father. And in this way they had a very beautiful reception. Then he took her husband in the inner chamber.
So she was bathing the feet of Krishna. She also that we can have a personal relationship with Krishna. There's five main relationships. One is neutral, like the cows and the trees in Vrindavan, or the animals on the great stages who just appreciate the Lord. Om Namo Narayanaya. They just respect the Lord. That's called neutral or santaras. Then there's the service, the service for the Lord. There's so many servants. One of the most famous servants is Hanuman, the monkey. There are many other servants, Daruka. So those who are the servants, that's called Dasarasa. Then there's the friends of Krishna. And then Vrindavan, there's friends like Sridham, Sudham, Sulam, and so many friends of Krishna. Some are older, some are younger, some are similar age. So they're friends. When Krishna left Vrindavan, he had friends like Arjuna, who he spoke the Bhagavad Gita to. So being a friend of the Lord is one of the relationships. Then there's the parents. Like the parents in Vrindavan are Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj. And in Dwarka and in Mathura, they were Vasudev and Devaki. So you can be a parent for the Lord. Then there's the Gopis in Vrindavan, and there's the queens in Dwarka. So this is the conjugal relationship. So one of these five relationships every one of us has with the Lord. One of these five. And we eternally, when we're in the liberated world, in the spiritual world, our relationship with the Lord as a friend or a servant or whatever is what is predominant. What in this material world, we do some service. Some are here, like pujaris, some are cooks for the restaurant. By the way, do you like the restaurant food? See, so we have cooks. They do. Here's one of our pujaris. He does the puja for the deities, the worship of the deities. Some are going out and distributing books. Some are grihasthas, they work outside. Like you have here, Radha Pran from Phoenix. He's working outside in the company. So that's his main activity, and he has his family. But he comes and does some seva for the Phoenix temple. He drove over. Like that, we have many devotees who are working in different activities. Then we have like our Swabhasrupa, he's the president here. He takes all the headaches. See, I heard that Rupa Nugam, he made a president for like 2 weeks, where he was driving to some meeting from the Mari Sela.